Last Governor Bill Walker ended his reelection campaign today and threw his support behind Democrat Mark Begich.
Every decision I made as your governor, I have made on the basis of what I believe is best for Alaska. With that said, effective today, I am suspending my campaign for the reelection as governor.
Walker says he made the decision after talking with many Alaskans about whether he or Begich had a better chance against Republican Mike Dunleavy.
The determination was made that at this point, Begich has the better odds.
Walker expressed concern about the potential reversal of the Medicaid expansion by Dunleavy,
whose campaign record and rhetoric indicates that he will eliminate Medicaid expansion that has provided health care access to 44,000 Alaskans, created jobs, and brought $1 billion of federal dollars into an economy that dearly needed it, decreasing statewide health care expenditures by $16 million, and kept hospitals from closing and saved lives.
Walker also predicted that Dunleavy would take away funding for the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline. Walker announced the decision at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention 3 days after Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott resigned after making what Walker has described as an inappropriate overture to a female. The move will let Begich pull closer to Republican Mike Dunleavy in the race for governor. Democratic Governors Association spokesman Jason Leopold says the DGA is now optimistic about winning in Alaska. He says the association will decide whether to spend money in the state.
We'll be keeping a close eye on Alaska. This is obviously a game changer that we saw today, and we'll see what happens in the coming weeks.
The names of Walker and Mallott must remain on the ballot because it's past the deadline to withdraw. Libertarian Billy Toyin is also in the running. At a debate with Dunleavy following the governor's announcement, Begich applauded the governor's decision to suspend his campaign.
I do want to acknowledge the amazing, courageous action that the governor did. He was about Alaska.
Walker began his administration with broad support. A national poll in early 2016 listed him as among the country's most popular governors. But that June, Walker's decision to veto half of permanent fund dividends began a long decline in his approval rating. While the legislature voted for two later PFD cuts, Walker took much of the blame. The reductions allowed the permanent fund to grow, which Walker argues will allow PFDs to continue into the future. The move also allowed the legislature to pass a plan to pay for state government using permanent fund earnings. Walker said that without this, deep reductions in state government services would hurt Alaskans by harming schools, healthcare, and the state's economy. But political opponents criticized Walker for the cuts and capitalized on the PFD cuts' unpopularity.